Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello and welcome out to the AC All Access Show on a Monday night in Adrian, right here at Frickers and South Main Street. If you want to warm up, it's the place to be. Get some boneless chicken. That's on special today. Bone-in chicken tomorrow. Steak on Wednesday. Chicken chunks on Thursday. They have their happy hour specials as well, 3 to 6, and then 9 until close. That is every day. And, yeah, got a good show. We are slowly turning the page to some spring sports around campus at Adrian College. We'll talk some women's lacrosse, men's lacrosse, track and field. But as we have typically done this year, we'll start things off with the sports information department. The director of that, Mike Prang. Here we are again, another Monday. I have a few more miles under me, traveling with the NCAA women's team. Some bus trouble, but they made it there and got a split. We'll talk about that. Let's just start with that right now. And you talk about, you know, the ability to bounce back and get through some adversity with the travel, you know, situation. Friday, coach will tell you not great. Saturday, much better.
Yeah, I mean, getting that second win and turning the page after a kind of a tough loss. I mean, it's a three-goal loss there, but especially with how close we are in the standings with Concordia. I mean, going in, we were up 1 point in the NCHA standings, and dropping Friday night, it gave Concordia a two-point lead, and then we kind of had to battle back and get it. And essentially, I mean, assuming all goes as planned and the favorites win, like, yeah, that game Saturday was the conference championship.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's still work to be done this weekend with Trine and everything for two games, one at the Arrington, one at Trine. But, you know, getting that win on Saturday was big, and also very good for us in the MPI with Concordia having the season that they've been having, very successful.
Yeah.
And so now we have another win against a strong opponent when it comes to the MPI rankings.
Yeah, the perception might be, well, you know, the conference isn't that good. Well, there are two really good teams, according to those rankings, in the conference. Adrian and Concordia. Falcons hadn't lost a game since November 1st, the second game of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah,
so
crazy.
You know, it's not like we were going up against – it wasn't really an upset Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Based on one of those rankings, Concordia should have won.
Yeah.
So
– and it was at their rank, too. And
right.
I mean, they came and they took care of business, and they took advantage of the power play and all that. But, you know, what was nice is to see our girls you know, you could see they were frustrated. I mean, you were there. There were there were some dumb penalties that we took, and you know, because we were down and we were a little frustrated with ourselves. But you know, it was nice for them to quickly turn the page and bounce back and bounce back very strong and get that win on Saturday.
Yeah, and the Saturday game we had change in goal. Vanessa Rubin comes in and plays arguably her biggest game of her Bulldog career.
Yeah,
with all those conference things on the line. She was great, you know, down 2-0 through, you know, early part of the second period. She stops everything else after that. And after coming in the game in relief in the third period and part of the second period, it was a good weekend for her. Paige Pomerleau as well. Saturday, coach actually moved her back to her position she started as a Bulldog. So she was on defense, moved her to forward this year, but second period, they decided to make a switch, put her on defense, and that's all she wrote for Saturday. So I know they were disappointed, wanted two wins. It could have been a T-shirt weekend, right? If they win both, they win the conference regular season, but they come back home with their destiny in their hands, so to speak. The men, not as much difficulty. NCAA side, they took care of Concordia, Wisconsin, kind of held serve. Right, them and Trine, 1-2 in the conference, and hey, they're going to play each other. But it's always special that the senior weekend, get the win Friday, and then Saturday celebrate a very decorated group of seniors.
Yeah, I mean the eight seniors that we have just been, I mean, very huge to this program. I mean, you look at people like Brad Summers and Ian Amsbaugh, guys that are consistently scoring for you, and then even on the back end with Malika and Jackson Bernard and guys like that. So So, yeah, it was a very good weekend for them, getting the sweep over Concordia. We moved to 58-0 all time against Concordia, Wisconsin. But, you know, that's another team. They have a six-point lead in the NCHA, one weekend left, and it is against Trine, who's 6 points behind us. So we need at least 1 point to get the one seed. But, I mean, down the stretch here, those NPI rankings mean everything to get you a good – number one, or get you a good seed for the NCAA tournament, first off. But number two, also, if you weren't to win the Harris Cup, there's only three at-large bids available in the entire country, and you need to be ranked high enough to get one of those. So.
Right. There's something to fall back on, so to speak. And,
exactly.
And the luxury of how good the men's conference has been, top to bottom, is if you get tripped up. Like Adrian has losses to Aurora, two of them in conference, two non-conference.
Yeah.
Aurora's still right up there in those rankings.
Yeah.
So, you know, that loss doesn't hurt you quite as much.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, those, you know, the MPI is based, a lot of it is, it's all computerized, a lot of it's strength of schedule and wins against quality opponents versus wins against not so quality opponents. And then same thing with losses, too. I mean, you beat a quality opponent, you're going to increase quickly. But if you lose to a poor opponent, you're going to drop quickly. So a loss to a quality opponent doesn't bring you down as much.
Sure.
It doesn't help you. But you're right there. And yes, four of our five losses are to Aurora. And there's probably a shot we're going to see Aurora in the Harris Cup playoffs. So, and I think now, I mean, you saw at St. Norbert and everything, like, We're playing our best hockey of the year right now. Like, this team's hot, and they're riding strong with it. And, you know, they potentially on Friday. Friday's the home game against Trine. We could win the Peters Cup at home.
And just, you know, from this year, looking back at last year, just the quick turnaround. And a turnaround for this program is, well, going from the fourth seed and making it to the conference championship game to potentially winning the regular season. That's a quote unquote big turnaround for Bulldog hockey.
Yeah,
it's not like, you know, you were the eighth seed and now you're up to number one. It's all things are relative, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, moving through, another senior weekend took place. We had the men's D1 hockey team taking care of Toledo, 20 total goals. Something you expect from this program is to pour it on those kind of teams and celebrate senior classes that, you know, when you join that program, when Gary recruits you, you know you're going to have certainly opportunities to win, and you know you are going to win. Not like it's a given, but you're going to work hard, all these different things. And, again, celebrating seniors had to be nice at the Arrington.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that senior night ceremony starts before the game, and then you go and you beat them 12-1, and then the next night you go beat them 8-0 on the road. So very nice to see kind of the scoring spaced out and having those seniors with a good, you know, send-off celebration weekend of their career. I mean, but they're another team still have work to do. So their final conference series is this week and against Grand Valley, and we got two games with them, and we need to beat them twice to win the conference there. So,
question with that, with the new-ish league, second year with the Great Lakes Six, do they earn a playoff bid now with their conference tournament, or did they earn one last year? I thought they were like in a
still,
weird.
It's still you. So they kind of have similar to the NPI. It's very computerized rankings and everything like that. We will make the national tournament regardless of winning a conference or not.
But there's no auto bid?
It's more so the winning the regular season is the auto bid over the tournament.
Okay. Just wondered if that played in. Quickly here, we got basketball. You talk about the row of difficult opponents for the women. They had Calvin and then Trine. Calvin, if I remember, was pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Trine struggled, and you're going to do that on the road more often than not with one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the men did the same exact thing. I mean, they struggled against Calvin last week, and then they really turned it around from when we played Trine on the road to playing them at home. Still a loss, but I'll take a 6-point loss over a 46-point loss. So like we had last time. So obviously, it's shown that the team's improving down the stretch. I mean, we still have work to do to get into the MIAA tournament. This weekend's going to be a bit, or this entire week is going to be a big week for both teams, Alma and Kalamazoo. So two winnable games for both programs.
All right, nice week for women's wrestling. They beat up on Albion on senior night, and then they went to the D3 Invitational, placed 8th out of 30 teams. Mia Gaetjens took runner-up in that one for her weight class. They're just chugging right along, aren't they?
Yeah, and I mean the rest of the competitions that they have left are all, you know, individual tournaments and things like that, where this is preparing them for now the regionals and the nationals. So, you know, kind of getting into that postseason competition like tournaments now, and hopefully, you know, continuing to grow, and we get some regional champions and some national qualifiers.
All right, one more sport to highlight here. We got the men's volleyball squad out of their non-conference stretch here, but they did pick up a nice win over North Park University out in Chicago. They had their home opener finally end of January. They took on Calvin on the road in conference, kept them close, and they're, you know, just moving right along. They have a match. Oh, you canceled that one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, so they don't play again until Friday.
Yep, Friday we're at Calvin for a quad, a non-conference quad. We'll play two games on Friday and then one on Saturday. So yeah, hopefully Coach Soto said all three of those matches are very winnable, and I mean they'll be tough and competitive for us, but you know, hopefully build some more momentum as we continue the conference season.
All right, Bulldogs back home on the volleyball side February 20th. They'll play Spalding University. They'll play a real volleyball, right? Spalding? Anyway, that is February 20th, 7 o'clock at the Marilette. Then the 21st, they host Wabash College at noon. So put that on your calendar or check out adrianbulldogs.com. Boy, that went quick, Prang. Mm-hmm. You know, this is your busy time of year. I feel like the crossovers are crazy.
They are.
I mean, end of winter, beginning of spring, and then if you have playoff teams in the winter, that just extends your season.
Yeah, that month.
It's a good problem. Good problem to have.
Yeah,
right.
It definitely is.
All right, we're going to step aside. We're going to talk one of those spring sports that's going to get their season underway this weekend. But Ian, it's really cold. It won't be where they're playing. Got women's lacrosse coming up next. This is the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball takes the floor Wednesday and Friday evenings. Men's D1 hockey plays Thursday evening, and spend Saturday on campus watching hockey, basketball, and lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show on a Monday night at Frickers in Adrian. We have Josh Mitchell, our engineer, tonight. I'm your host, Ian Wentz. This looks odd to read, Coach. Amanda Asher with me. She is the women's lacrosse coach at Adrian College. Third season. Third season?
Yes.
I'm getting to that point where I'm like, I remember when she started.
Oh, yeah.
I've been here longer than she's been coach. You know, I'm used to talking to all these people that have been here forever. And thanks for getting on the program and talking about women's lacrosse at Adrian. Your third year, so most all the team you've recruited at this point, almost.
Yes.
could you kind of talk about the makeup of the roster? I'm going through it a little bit. Obviously, you're going to bring in your normal freshman class. You've hit the portal at times. You know, you went to Ann Arbor and got some Concordia students. What's the makeup of the team looking like this year?
Yes, well, as you said, we're growing. A lot of the players have been my recruits, so that's nice to see. But also the ones that have returned, or they buy in and they're one of ours. But our makeup is, we do have some transfers. I also got a couple of transfers from Siena Heights. And we have a team motto this year, Iron Sharpens Iron, because we believe that we took a huge step forward last year, and we anticipate we're going to take another step forward this year. So, but it takes all of us, and we are stronger together.
I like it. Iron sharpens iron. And that's, yeah, obviously you practice a lot more than you play. So that's really when you get better, is,
yes,
in those practice periods. What's it been like practicing in that dome? I have to imagine you've spent most of your time in there.
Oh, I talk to the ladies every day of how grateful we are for the dome. We're getting quality reps in, efficient practices where our competitors are not. So on a winter like we're experiencing right now, we get to go in there and have a high tempo practice. So we're very grateful and thankful for the dome, and it's helping us prepare for games ahead.
I mean, because either you're practicing at Docking Stadium, which is probably too cold to be outside, or you'd be in the Blue Gym, which is three basketball courts kind of stacked together short-wise. That's not a lot of room for lacrosse.
Exactly.
It?
No, so we're not limited at all.
Right.
There's no restrictions for us. We will also play in the dome. So right now we're out there getting a high-quality practice, and the girls understand that, which is nice. We don't take it for granted, and just thankful to be in there.
All right, going back to the roster, doing some digging.
Yes.
You got three senior transfers from Siena. We got Ava and Grace Holland. Yes. Ava Lazareschi.
Yes.
Close.
Yeah, we call her Ava Laz.
Beautiful. Laz. And then you have some of your, you have Jenna Alley too.
Yes.
Well, you got a lot of seniors, Coach.
Yes.
And then a couple you brought in from Concordia. That's a little different than what you've had your first 2 years, right? I mean, a lot
right.
more experience.
Yes. So we lost a lot of seniors last year to graduation. So it was nice. We would have only had a couple seniors this year without the transfers, the Siena transfers. Hence the Iron Sharpens Iron. We got some of their high-level players.
Right.
And with our returners, it's a nice makeup. And I totally believe in hitting the transfer portal. That makes us a better team,
right.
well-rounded team.
That's so. Part of college athletics now. It used to be rare.
Yes.
For kids to transfer. Now it's
a new trend.
All the time, right?
Yes.
Didn't have to do a ton of recruiting, I'm sure, to get the young ladies from Tecumseh to come over. The Hollands did it.
They did. It wasn't, yeah. But grateful to have them. They are high-level players, experienced players, and it's nice to add them to the roster.
Mariana Miller coming back, midfielder. She was a scoring machine for you last season, and expect a little bit of the same from her again, her senior year.
Yes, tenacious driver, plays high-tempo ball. We are happy to have her back and a leader for us, so she's excited to go out on a higher senior year. She talks about it a lot. She really does lead by example. She is a gamer. She plays with such passion. So thankful to have her back.
Talking Bulldog Women's Lacrosse with Amanda Asher, the third year head coach of the Bulldogs. Last year, 12-6 overall, top half of the conference. First round conference tournament victory, first one in over a decade. I mean, that's a big deal, right?
Yes.
One of your many goals, probably when you took over as well, make the conference tournament, host it, host a game, and then win it. and you took care of two of those things last season.
We did. I'm so proud of that group. But they bought in and believed, like, we weren't Adrian Bulldog Lacrosse was going to be a force. Nothing is easy when you play us, and our players believe in that. They play that way. And that was one of our goals. We didn't want to be bottom of our conference. We were last year anticipated we were picked sixth, and we finished fourth. And we proved them wrong last year. Want to prove them wrong this year, too. So want to keep moving up in the conference to the top.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I thought I saw a prediction. Did they come out with that yet?
They did.
Okay. Yeah, fourth.
Fourth.
So they think you'll finish where or start this year where you finished last year.
Yes.
And I know that's not always the case, but that kind of says, hey, the conference coaches are respecting the program.
They are. So that is nice to see that we're picked in the top half. But our ladies are not satisfied with that. Same with myself. Let's prove them wrong again, continue to move up. We want to make that final game this year. That's one of our goals.
Because when you make that and you happen to win that, you get to play more.
Yes.
NCAA tournament berth, right?
Exactly.
Like, that's how that, I know it sounds simple and it's not, but you get into that MIAA conference tournament, we get an automatic bid if you win the tournament, not the regular season.
Right.
So it's all ahead of you. Very cool start to the season. You get to stay indoors. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Sweep Family Athletic Center.
Yep.
This Saturday, 4 o'clock, you're going to bring in the Polar Bears from outside inside. That's good. Bulldogs perform better indoors. Polar Bears, not so much. You're bringing in Ohio Northern University to kick off the season. That's going to be obviously a special time for the program. The first game in the dome.
Yeah, we're ready to take the field in the dome. And it's high stakes. They beat us last year, so we have something to prove. We want to see how we match up this year. And they're a good program. They're a well-respected program. So we start strong, but happy to start with them and take the field with this group.
It's kind of a more, looking at the history, more of a recent competitor. 2020, we started playing them. So interesting note there. And then you stay home the next weekend, 3 o'clock. You're going to bring the engineers indoors for 3 o'clock start. Anything about MSOE? Are you looking that far ahead? How far ahead do you look as a coach?
I try to look game to game. I made the schedule so I can see it, which is nice. I know I try to schedule competitive games. We have a tough schedule this year, too. But, yeah, I do look at it all, but I try to have the team focus game to game, and right now it's Ohio Northern.
Talking Bulldog Women's Lacrosse with Coach Asher. You're heading down to Florida. So you get two in the dome, then you get to go to Florida. You're sounding like the baseball team.
Yeah.
You're going to play New College of Florida and then Warner University out of Florida. It's nice to get those kind of spring-ish trips when you're playing a spring sport.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the warmer weather, of course, but also the competition down there. Warner is a tough, competitive NAIA team that we're looking to play, and then New College of Florida, another decent team. So we'll get two quality games in Florida, again, preparing us for conference because it's all about that conference play.
What a great segue. I didn't even ask her to do this. The MIAA, you're picked to finish fourth, right in the middle, top half of the middle. Is it the usual suspects, the west side of the state, and then Trine, basically?
You know it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Kelvin and Hope, you can always expect to be at the top. They've been in this league in lacrosse for almost the beginning of time besides us back in the day. But, yeah, and Trine, they've had some good years. So we want to be competing with them and beating them. So it's nice to see that we're on the top half, but it is the west side of the state. Lacrosse is strong on that side of the state. So we're still recruiting over there. We have some players from over there. But, yes, it is always something that we are aware of, and we're glad that we have the respect of being on the top half, but we want to keep climbing.
That's right. Just going through the roster, it's still, you know, Metro Detroit, Southeast Michigan, that kind of thing. Hey, there's good lacrosse there, too.
There is.
Right? All right. A couple other players that were pointed out in the preview of your season. We got Madeline Turcotte, second team conference last year. Abby Malone, Bella Norton, Casey Woodall. Are those names that people are going to hear a lot of this year, hopefully?
Yes, I believe they will. Okay. They're hard workers for me and for their teammates. They show up every day. We always talk about showing up. So all those ladies you mentioned show up. They're believers in moving our program in the winning direction, and they're key players for us.
All right. She's been hovering behind you. I have to ask about your assistant coach. You can't do it all alone.
No.
Who do you have with you this season helping out?
I have Alana Mortimer. I am so thankful that she is my assistant coach, my partner in crime, as I like to say. But I'm very thankful she's here with me. A little bit about her backstory is I recruited her years ago when I was the head coach at Concordia University Ann Arbor. I never got to coach her. I recruited her, and then I left to be mom, take a little retirement.
You're allowed.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now to have her back as my assistant instead of player has been nice. She's a hard worker. She's a determined individual. She believes in a championship mindset. She's very mindful, and she's very bright. So it's nice to have another coach that has the same vision as me and believes in our program. So I love having her on my side, and I can't say enough great things about her.
Did she end up staying at Concordia as long as she could before the school shut down their sports?
She did.
Okay.
Could not get her to transfer, but that's good. She's loyal. And she was first team all conference for her defense. She's a force, so very thankful to have her wisdom with us.
So you're going to split up forwards and D when you coach, or it's just one whole thing?
We do that. So okay. It just helps us with practice planning. She's confident. She knows what she's talking about. She helps our team, or especially the defensive side, where I'm sometimes with the offense. So it's a great partnership.
Well, it makes sense to me. Oh, Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck this season, which kicks off in the Dome. So if you want to go, they're going to open it to the public, I hope?
Yes.
Some viewing? Okay.
Yes.
We'll head on over to the Dog Dome.
Join us.
The Swebe Indoor Athletic Facility. Talking with Bulldog Head Women's Lacrosse Coach Amanda Asher. Good luck this season. We'll get some of your athletes on during the campaign, but best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, with that, we're going to take a quick break. We're hanging out here at Frickers and Adrian for the AC All Access Show. We're going to talk men's lacrosse. We got Coach Brett Wetzel standing by, sitting by. Yeah, he's ready to go. I hope you are too. We'll be back with more of the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball takes the floor Wednesday and Friday evenings. Men's D1 hockey plays Thursday evening, and spend Saturday on campus watching hockey, basketball, and lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball takes the floor Wednesday and Friday evenings. Men's D1 hockey plays Thursday evening. And spend Saturday on campus watching hockey, basketball, and lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball takes the floor Wednesday and Friday evenings. Men's D1 hockey plays Thursday evening. And spend Saturday on campus watching hockey, basketball, and lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball takes the floor Wednesday and Friday evenings. Men's D1 hockey plays Thursday evening. And spend Saturday on campus watching hockey, basketball, and lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
We are back on the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian. We're here every Monday night from 7 until 8, unless we get some high school playoff basketball, which, you know, we'll be getting here pretty soon. But not yet. We're talking Adrian College Athletics. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. Josh Mitchell in our Cave Studios. Oh, I forgot to, Stacey, I was going to get a headset for you today.
That's right.
I forgot. Stacey Mitchell, she has a lot to say, but I don't give her the power of the microphone. We're going to talk track and field in a little bit. We just talked women's lacrosse. So that leaves men's lacrosse. And we have the reigning Conference Coach of the Year, Brett Wetzel, along with me. Coach, good to see you again.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks so much for having us.
I feel like your season just ended. Doesn't it feel like that way sometimes?
Yeah,
just always after it.
It came back around pretty quick this time.
yes, we had
a nice long run last year. It was tough to see it end the way it did, but it's here we are. We're ready to go this weekend.
Talked with Coach Asher about, you know, it's her third season already. You're in your eighth. So you were here before I was here, so I can't make fun of you for that.
Yeah.
Obviously learned a lot in that time and enjoyed a historic season last year. I mean, there's no other way to put it in terms of wins and career accolades for some of these guys. You look back on that and how great that was, but you do have to look forward. And this year, it's a retool, probably. It's not a, you know, rebuild. It's a retool. You have a successful season that attracts people to your program. Have you experienced that, Coach, in your off season?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we did have a great season last year, graduated 3 All-Americans. So definitely, I like the retool, not the rebuild, but definitely a retool. We've got some great returners coming back. The freshmen we brought in and the transfers we brought in as well had some really key positions, have been doing well so far. Didn't quite shape up the way we had thought it would and might have hoped, but it's looking pretty strong right now at a couple different positions, so we're really excited about what this year could be for us.
I talk with other coaches and how important I feel it is to take care of your backyard. If there are kids that fit the Adrian College program, I don't want to see them go somewhere else. And looking at your roster, it has Lenawee County kids up and down. You're looking at guys from Tecumseh. You got a young man from Britton Deerfield who I know you have some very nice things to say about. Could you speak to that recruiting angle of, hey, if there's a cross here, we're going to take a look at these kids. If they want to come here and they fit, we're going to make sure we get them on campus.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, Tecumseh, towards the end of their season last year, practiced in Docking Stadium a couple times to prepare for the playoffs. So we were able to kind of talk with their coach and see them a little bit. Obviously, we want to keep some of those guys in-house. You know, some of them don't want to go so close to home for school, so sometimes we run into that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we can bring in a guy like Trace Tidswell, who's just going to be hopefully a real breakout season for him this year. And then we're expecting some big things from Owen Plum out of Britton Deerfield this year. I'm really excited to see what he can bring to the group at the D midfield position. So super excited about those guys. Nice to have a little bit of Lenawee flavor to the roster for sure.
Yeah, about Owen, went to Britton Deerfield from Blissfield. Yep. The Royals don't have lacrosse. So I was like, well, did he go to Tecumseh? He said, no, he played out of Ohio.
Yeah. There's like a Toledo Wolfpack. It's like a club team that's got a conglomeration of all sorts of guys who don't have, their high schools don't offer lacrosse. Mm-hmm. So Blissfield, there was a kid, I've got a recruit call with him tonight, actually, from Pinckney. There was Owen, of course, from Britton Deerfield. Some guys from kind of that Monroe area over there that weren't St. Mary's Catholic Central. They have lacrosse, but the Monroe area public schools do not. So just nice to be able to, you know, compile a group and, you know, play some really good teams down in Toledo there.
Yeah, well said. Stacy's got some wild hand sanitizer. Oh, it's lotion. Oh, my gosh. That shocked me. I'm used to smelling chicken, like fried chicken and all that kind of stuff, and she hits me with that.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah. Coach, back to men's lacrosse, and that's like 2 feet away from my nose, too. Alec Weiniger, I hope I'm saying his name right.
And Winiger. Winiger like vinegar.
Oh, I love that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then Austin Selvage. Those are names that I called a lot last year when we had you guys on the air, and it's nice to get those two back. And you know, they're seniors, right? By default, you know, they're in that kind of leadership role, and they made it happen on the field. And now that large class is gone, I'm sure they get a little more responsibility off the field.
Yeah, I think that's definitely been part of the transition, the part of the struggle so far this year, is those guys have always kind of had the older group above them in terms of helping out with things, and now they're being called into that position. And Austin's been doing a nice job as a captain for us this year. Alec just got back this semester. He took the fall off, and he's back this spring now to finish up his career. So very excited to have him back. He's just been a breath of fresh air at practice every single day. To have him back, it's been very, very nice. And Austin's off to a really hot start here. So excited to see those guys continue. And, you know, now they're, you know, Mike Jonas was obviously our big gun last year, and he's obviously gone now. So now it's Austin's time to step up and become the man. And Alec really looking to step into that position as well.
In your, you know, this being your eighth season, you obviously keep tabs on guys that are graduating. And I bet Mr. Jonas is one people really want to know what he's doing, if he's still playing lacrosse, to still keep in touch. What's he doing now?
Yeah. Still keep in touch with Mike and his family more often. His dad is always texts me little tidbits here and there. He's been fun to keep in touch with. But, yeah, his dad helped organize the golf outing for us this fall. So we're always keeping in touch, and Mike is still up in Holland. He was actually doing some shooting and doing some work with Alec this fall and winter while Alec was back home working. So they were still getting after it a little bit in the indoor facilities and whatnot up there. So that worked out really, really well. So it's nice to have that kind of presence still around the team and around the guys on the team. And, you know, he still watches the film and keeps up on the guys. And
you know what that sounds like to
pushing
me?
Pushing Austin, so.
You know what that sounds like to
What's
me?
What's that sound like?
He wants to be a coach.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got that mind for sure.
Yeah, okay.
He's got that mind for sure. He's coaching a club team. He's working with, I think it's like the 8th grade or 7th graders up there with the West Side Lacrosse Club up in Holland. So that's been a great experience for him so far. He's loving that. So
Very cool.
I could see that for him in the future for sure.
All right, and another recent alum, Cameron Reed. He interned with us. Stacey, I don't know if you remember him, the tall Canadian kid, Cameron Reed. He's going to be not too far from you, assistant coach. How'd that come about? I figured he was homesick and ready to go back up north.
Yeah, that came up. I mean, he is one of the brighter lacrosse minds that I've ever been around. He just has a knack for it. He loves breaking down film. He knows all the little nuance. There were times in the past couple of years where I've just had to kick him out of my office because he wants to talk about all the little niche moves and actions that an offense, opposing offense, was doing. So I kind of knew he had a knack for it and would be a good coach. And the opportunity came about with our previous assistant, Coach Hibbard, leaving. So he kind of jumped in head first. He's been doing a great job with the defense so far. And he's already today, we were already breaking down our opponent for this weekend, and he was really getting into it, getting after it. So really breaking down every little thing they're doing and kind of have to pull the reins back on him a little bit sometimes. But he's doing a tremendous job and super excited to see kind of where this goes for him, because I think he could be a really, really good one down the line.
Rather have to pull back the reins
Absolutely.
Than kind of push him a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
So, Absolutely.
Hey, good problems to have. Talking with Brett Wetzel, the head coach of the men's lacrosse team at Adrian College. You mentioned your opponent, so it's a double dip, back-to-back lacrosse at the Sweep Family Athletic Center over on campus. Look up, chances you'll see it. Kenyon College comes to town, and then you have a February 18th date with Ohio Northern University. Obviously, along with Coach Asher, take it one game at a time. Just being able to practice in that facility has to be a game changer. I mean, you've been doing this for a while. And Adrian, like cold days at Docking Stadium or cramped days in the Maryland, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And those days are no more.
No more. It's been tremendous. The ability to be on a full field and be able to know that our schedule's not going to have to change, or we don't have to hustle around and move a game. Well, I mean, last year when we played Kenyon, we were supposed to play here, and we ended up having to move the game down to their place because our field was covered with snow and we couldn't get it off. So,
yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, just knowing that we have a facility that we can get out, get on a full field, and not have to worry about clearing the snow or deal with temps or anything like that. We can be in there. It's 60 and sunny every day in there, so it's very, very nice to be able to have that comfortability and just knowing that we're able to get out there. A lot of teams had games canceled, had scrimmages pushed back, and we've been able to get outside. So it's been. I mean, I say outside, but obviously we're in the dome. But
sure.
Every other coach is talking about how they haven't been able to get outside yet, or just once or twice, and we're on a full field every single day. So we're very, very fortunate to be in the facility that we are.
I could see me getting spoiled. We had a soccer game in the fall. I think it was a playoff game. And they were playing at a docking, and it was a little windy, kind of cold, a little rain. I go, let's push it to the dome. And they're like, no, it's not bad enough to go inside. Yeah. I'm like, I want to go inside.
Yeah.
So I'd be pushing for that as much as I can.
Yep.
So, Coach, this season right now projected to finish right in the middle of the pack in the MIAA. Hope and Albion tied at the top, although they give Hope the edge. They got 4 first-place votes. And then right behind them is Trine. They got a first-place vote. And then it's the Bulldogs in at number 4. So, state of the program, I'd say pretty good. And I think they acknowledge the greatness that may have graduated last year, but they, you know, they didn't throw you down at the bottom and say, "Oh, Adrian, I don't know." Like, so that speaks to the program, I would think, Coach.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Trine had a very nice playoff run last year and ended up beating Hope in the semifinals and went to the MIAA championship. So I think some of that, they return a lot of guys too, so a nice little reward there, get a first place vote and be third place, and that's great. You know, we're looking at us as a fourth place team. You know, being able to host a playoff game once again remains a goal. Being able to have a nice little run in the playoffs remains a goal for us. And, you know, we're putting in the work every single day to do that. I think you look at our non-conference schedule, there is no weak opponent. We are really challenging ourselves, maybe punching a little bit above our weight class, but I would much rather do that this year with the young guys we have than, you know, play some cupcakes and get a few wins and feel better about ourselves than maybe we should. Definitely our conference is very tough, and, you know, we want to go face some of the best in the Midwest and show, kind of really test our mustard and see where we're at. And by the time we get to conference on April 1st against Kalamazoo, I think we'll be in pretty good shape and we'll be ready to roll.
Coach, I mean, you don't have any Florida games. Asher has a couple of Florida games. Is that like a rotational, like every 3 years you take a trip down south? I mean, Ohio looks to be the most south you go.
Yeah, Florida used to be a real kind of destination for spring break for a lot of D3 men's teams, but not anymore.
Really?
Yeah, when I was in college, we went down there. We went down there 3 of my 4 years, and we met up with teams from New York down there.
Right, yeah.
But now that doesn't really happen. Now it's all about, we want a home game, we want to get home games, because the facility costs are so high down there. So
okay.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, to go to a nice city like Columbus, get a chance to play a top 20 team like Denison and face a tough competition with Otterbein, I think that's going to be really, really good for our guys. And, you know, get to pal around Columbus a little bit and check out the city. I think that's always a fun time for the guys, too, to just get, you know, time with the guys and be together. So while it is maybe not sunny Florida like the women, we'll make the best of it and do the best we can.
Well, I'm sure you will. And you always have the dome to fall back on.
That's right. That's right.
Right, Coach. It's always appreciate talking to you, catching up on Bulldog men's lacrosse. You kick off your season Saturday, 1 o'clock, Kenyon College, over at the Dome on campus, and then they turn right around and play on Wednesday. For more information, go to adrianbulldogs.com. Coach Wetzel, thanks again, and we'll bump into each other once or twice throughout the season.
Oh, I imagine we will. I imagine we will, Ian. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. All right, we need a break. We got a student athlete. It's not just all coaches today. We got a student athlete, a senior from Lenawee County, from Addison. KJ Scott with the track and field team at Adrian College will join us next on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball takes the floor Wednesday and Friday evenings. Men's D1 hockey plays Thursday evening, and spend Saturday on campus watching hockey, basketball, and lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243 AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball takes the floor Wednesday and Friday evenings. Men's D1 hockey plays Thursday evening, and spend Saturday on campus watching hockey, basketball, and lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Back on the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com with Josh Mitchell, our engineer. My name is Ian Wendt. We're here at Frickers in Adrian. Oh, people want to know what I had for dinner. That should be a segment on the show, is what I had for dinner. Today was bone-in, 10 flats. Didn't feel like doing drums today. Garlic parm, blue cheese, side dinner salad. With, like, real bacon. Not, like, bacon bits. Like, they fried up the bacon, cut it up on the salad. Great stuff. Kalia hooked us up. So, there you go. That's what I had for dinner. Come in and have the Ian. Just say, I'll have what Ian had. And they won't know. And they'll have to actually order it. All right, we're talking Bulldog Athletics today. Track and field time with some Lenawee County flavor. We have KJ Scott. He's a senior from Addison up in Panther Country. You do field events for Adrian College, and I assume you did a few in your time at Addison. So could you, I know you're a senior, so you got a lot of gaps to fill in, but from high school to now, it's been quite a bit, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. At Addison, main thing I did was the discus field event outdoor. I also was a triathlete there, so I did basketball, football, all that stuff. So it's definitely pretty busy up there 4 years ago.
Right. All right. And you have some hardware behind him. You have the indoor weight throw record, 16.36 meters. And he told me off air that's basically like the hammer throw outdoors, but the weight's heavier. So, of course, it doesn't go as far. How do you even train for that? There's no machine that you go to the weight room, you grab something and you spin around and throw it. So how do you train your body for that? That's a unique sport.
It's a lot of Olympic lifts, so like anything really like that incorporates those hips and really exploding up. That's going to correlate a lot because when you're spinning with that, you got to get it from your hand and away from you really quick. So like a hang clean or like a power snatch, that's going to train that weight moving really quickly away from your body. So a lot of that stuff helps.
And all right, ninth in the disc throw for the 2024-25 outdoor MIAA championships. I'm still learning stuff on this show. So for track and field, there's an indoor component and an outdoor component, correct?
Yes, I would almost treat it like two completely different seasons. They have, or even sports, like they have their own eligibility, everything. Like, they're completely separate.
Okay, so do you do both indoor and outdoor stuff?
Yes.
Okay. You do the weight throw inside. Do you switch to hammer for the outside?
Yes.
And let it go there? Okay.
Yep.
Which is more fulfilling for you, to see that thing go all those meters or to push that heavy weight the 16.36 you did?
I think, honestly, seeing the hammer fly, I think the distance is the best thing, right? So whatever you're throwing the furthest, it's gonna feel the greatest because it's the furthest away from you. So I prefer the hammer for sure.
It's like you're golfing. I'd rather just hit it far. You know what I mean? Just let that thing go. You also own the second all-time outdoor discus length of 48.86 meters. Discus throw, is that as simple as I think it is? There's a disc, like you're playing fetch with your dog, and you kind of throw it out there.
I would hope your dog wouldn't try to catch one of these discuses, but no. It's,
if it did, I'd be worried. Yeah. I'm like, okay, don't mess with you.
But yeah, a lot of spinning for sure.
Okay. Is the form the same then as those other throws?
Weight and hammer correlate the best with each other. If you're a shot putter that does the spin, that's going to correlate with the discus spin.
Okay.
So they kind of go hand in hand with each other, but I don't really throw shot, but for more of that accolade aspect of it.
All right. I'm telling you. I think people know the sports I don't know, and I acknowledge that. So, like, equestrian, I'm like, tell me about the horse. How does this work? And with you, I'm like, tell me how you throw this heavy object. KJ, could you talk about maybe your decision to attend Adrian College and kind of stay local, and or if it was a different path? Could you tell our listeners about that?
My path was definitely strange because I came here with the mindset I was going to dual sport. So I started off my first 3 years, I was a football player and I was a track athlete, and that proved to be a lot. So I eventually found success my sophomore year in track. I got all conference in the discus and won it that year. So that carried over to me making the decision that I'm all bought in for the track team and decided to hang up those cleats. So, yeah.
Well, hang up those cleats and put on different cleats,
yeah,
probably. your coaching staff this year, your acting head coach right now, Matthew Gippel, and then you're going to have Coach Richards come over from Siena Heights. Do you work a lot with Coach Gippel, or do you work with one of the other coaches?
Coach Gippel's there a good amount of the time. Some of the other coaches are there as well, too. Our main throws coach right now, he's there with us every single day. So it's been good, really, to be able to work with the throws coach, getting obviously the first meet we had together. I broke the record, so, you know, can't complain.
Things
I'm pretty bought in
out
from there, right?
Yeah, exactly. So coming up, you have an event on Friday at Aquinas. How do you have to, like, sign up to do an event, or does coach put you in a certain spot? How does that work?
It's more whatever coach enters you in, you know, you get put into. I guess with my case, it's a little bit different since, you know, I get two options. I'm in shot put or I'm in weight throw, right? So especially for indoor, it's only two events I throw.
Okay.
So like maybe a sprinter, they might see themselves entered into something different than what they might want to run a certain week. But, you know, with me, it's, you know, you're in weight, you're in shot put. So.
Right. How many throwers are on the team? Like, can they only pick, let's say, three for an event, or can you enter as many as you want?
You can enter. So these open meets, like, it's sky's the limit. Like, it could be anybody. The only time that changes is conference time. Then you have to be top, I think, three or four on your team to be able to go to the conference meet. So.
All right. That was a lot of learning. I hope you were paying attention out there, turned your radio up, and listened to the things KJ had to say. I feel like we could just sit down and do an hour podcast with this guy.
There you go.
And help old me learn about track and field. But thank you for your knowledge and cluing me in on all the things that you go through and your journey to Adrian College. It's I think it's great seeing Lenawee County student athletes, if it fits you and it makes sense. It just,
why not?
Feels good for these young men and women to beat Bulldogs. So KJ, thanks for the time. Good luck on Friday and then when conference season comes around.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, once again, that was Addison Panther, KJ Scott. He went from feline to canine. In my opinion, the best nine is the canine. And that's a Super Bowl pun, because canine Kenneth Walker won the MVP that Super Bowl last night. Go green, go white. All right, that's going to do it for us here at Frickers in Adrian. It's the ACL Access Show. Josh Mitchell, our engineer. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. Check out some of these clips on Adrian College TV on their social media. These shows are uploaded in their entirety on our website, 965thecave.com. Go to replays and click on the AC All Access show. So until next time, I'm Ian Wendt on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.